But there were no other people named Junior in Reardon. So I was being laughed at because I was the only one who had that silly name. And then I felt smaller because the teacher was taking roll and he called out my name. Arnold Spirit, the teacher said. No, he yelled it. He was so big and muscular that his whisper was probably a scream. Here, I said as quietly as possible. My whisper was only a whisper. Speak up, the teacher said. Here, I said. My name is Mr. Grant, he said. I'm here, Mr. Grant. He moved on to other students, but Penelope leaned over toward me again. But she wasn't laughing at all. She was mad now. I thought you said your name was Junior, Penelope said. She accused me of telling her my real name. Well, okay, it wasn't completely my real name. My full name is Arnold Spirit Junior. But nobody calls me that. Everybody calls me Junior. Well, every other Indian calls me Junior. My name is Junior, I said, and my name is Arnold. It's Junior and Arnold. I'm both. I felt like two different people inside of one body. No, I felt like a magician slicing myself in half, with Junior living on the north side of the Spokane River and Arnold living on the south. Where are you from? She asked. She was so pretty, and her eyes were so blue. I was suddenly aware that she was the prettiest girl I had ever seen up close. She was movie star pretty. Hey, she said, I asked you where you're from. Wow, she was tough. Welpin' it, I said, up on the res. I mean, the reservation. Oh, she said, that's why you talk so funny. And yes, I had that stutter and lisp. But I also had that sing-song reservation accent that made everything I said sound like a bad poem. Man, I was freaked. I didn't say another word for 6 days. And on the 7th day, I got into the weirdest fist fight of my life. But before I tell you about the weirdest fist fight of my life, I have to tell you. The unofficial and unwritten, but you better follow them or you're going to get beaten twice as hard, Spokane Indian rules of fisticuffs. 1. If somebody insults you, then you have to fight him. 2. If you think somebody is going to insult you, then you have to fight him. 3. If you think somebody is thinking about insulting you, then you have to fight him. 4. If somebody insults any of your family or friends, or if you think they're going to insult your family or friends, or if you think they're thinking about insulting your family or friends, then you have to fight him. 5. You should never fight a girl. Unless she insults you, your family, or your friends, then you have to fight her.